My name is Christian Verano, and I'm currently in Detroit at a super sweet studio recording with Don Rico.
My name is Don Rico Hawkins, and I am at the studio with Miss Christian, and I am speaking with Mr. Adam.
And I'm Mr. Adam, or Adam Campy, for the NEA magazine NEA Arts. In this issue, we're exploring how public art is being redefined in unique ways across the country. We're talking about dancers on the sides of mountains, group totem pole carving, or in this case, community building through sharing pictures taken by kids in galleries on abandoned homes and soon projected onto the famous Bell Building in downtown Detroit. Enter Don Rico and Christian. Don Rico Hawkins Jr. is a seventh grader studying photography with a professional mentor in the Excel Photography Program of Focus Hope, a multifaceted initiative working to combat generational poverty and fill in educational gaps. Christian Verano is a professional photographer who once participated in the Excel program as a student and is now returned as a mentor. Run by Annette Vanover, the Excel program is a longtime NEA grantee through our arts education department. Here's a sonic peek into what the Excel photo program is and how it works.
The program that we specifically work in is under the community arts branch. In this program, we have students grades, I believe, 5th through 8th grade right now we have, and they are all working with their own camera to develop not only their photography skills, but social skills and really just build this love for their community and a love for Detroit.
I chose to do photography because I thought it was a stress reliever and I thought it would be interesting because for me, I am a shy child. So this really broke my shell as a student.
Kind of like Don Rico, I saw myself blossom. Very shy. I'm super shy. Even as an adult, even as a teacher now, I still have a hard time putting myself out there. But I feel like with photography, it's effortless. I don't like to use my camera to hide behind, but it definitely gives me a reason to talk to people, to figure out their walk, to figure out where they're going.
The feeling that I feel when I take the image is I feel good because I know that I can conduct something to be my own. Well, some things I have learned so far is that an image can express how you really feel about certain stuff, like your neighborhood or your community, such as the picture I've took where we are at the Easter market with the vegetables on top of a garbage can. This shows me that even though you decay, you still live and you're not fully gone. I took a portrait of my mentor, Miss Alexa. I really loved how the light hit her face and it was kind of an off-guard picture, but I loved the fact that when I took it, yeah, it was kind of a good mistake. So I really loved this one and I mainly focused with light as well.
Being a mentor takes me back to that place. It takes me back to that time when I got to take pictures and just seeing the world through their eyes. Every time they like show me their camera backs, I'm just like, oh my God, that's incredible. I wish I took that shot. So it really puts in me like a fire to pick up a camera again myself. It reminds me that the young people in the city have so much that they're seeing, so much to say about what they're seeing. And it just, I don't know, it just gives me revitalization completely as an artist. There are just so many things that a lot of our students, particularly in this community, don't get an opportunity to see or know exist. And these kids have been everywhere. They've petted alpacas. They've been like camping with Annette because she is like the most avid camper I've ever met. And I don't know, where are some other cool places you all have gone to?
Before I came to the program, I would have never knew the different spots that I could have went to, such as Cranbrook. And I knew it was like a campus full of beautiful art. And it had different buildings that showed different things about Detroit.
Most of the sessions culminate with a gallery walk and an award ceremony. They still receive their pictures and they still have the opportunity to have a dialogue about their work and about their time in the program. So it's really sweet seeing them bounce back opinions and ideas and you know, really give each other those, what I think are like college level critiques.
Beyond the walls of galleries, Donrico's photos were enlarged and pasted onto abandoned homes along with the work of other students in the Excel program.
I can definitely say as a community member that it has changed the game completely. Seeing those pictures, I think, have instilled in quite a few people this huge sense of hope. They do so many things. I think, deter crime. I think that they encourage people to get out, walk about their community, see what's actually happening in the community. And it also brings attention to these super awesome kids. And I love the project so much so that I like called a bunch of my friends over and like made them paint boards so we could put them up in my neighborhood, which has a ton of abandoned buildings as well. And I like the idea of them just inspiring other artists to go forth and do the same.
I think it's a great opportunity to know how many people are actually walking past my images, taking the time out to look at them, to know that my pictures are getting shown to the world.
And for the first time ever in September, during the inaugural photography festival, select images shot by students will be projected onto the Bell Building alongside established photographers. And on that note, I ended our interview asking Christian if she had any questions for Donrico.
My question for Donrico is, how do you plan on using photography to empower your community in the next few years?
I'll become a mentor. I think it's a great opportunity to show people, like the youth of my neighborhood, to show them that anything is possible. If you're shy or scared, that the Excel program actually helps you express yourself in an image.
I love it.
That was Christian Verano and Donrico Hawkins Jr. on the Excel Photography Program, part of Focus Hope in Detroit. Check out the rest of NEA Arts to learn more about the inventive ways organizations are using public art to engage communities across the country. Special thanks to Annette Vanover for all her help. Don't forget to follow us at NEA Arts. For the National Endowment for the Arts, I'm Adam Campy.